Nolte, Media Fail, Biden and Harris Unfavorable Ratings Worse Than Trump's. By John Nolte on December 10, 2021. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris now have unfavorable ratings higher than Donald Trump's. Reread that above sentence and imagine what it says about the corporate media's inability to influence public opinion. For 6 years now, the corporate media have literally spent billions and billions of dollars smearing former President Donald Trump as pure evil. Meanwhile, this same corporate media have spent billions and billions of dollars coddling and protecting his fraudulency Joe Biden and her vice fraudulency Kamala Harris as compassionate and competent. The result? Well, according to the Real Clear Politics poll of polls, these propaganda campaigns have totally failed. Currently, Joe Biden's unfavorable rating sits at 52.6%. Kamala Harris's unfavorable rating is even higher, 53.3%. Meanwhile, Donald Trump sits at 52.4%. Oh, and soon to be former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi? Her unfavorable is 58.5%. If that's not delicious enough, Trump has a higher favorable rating, 40.6%, than both Harris, 39.8%, and Pelosi, 33.5%. Biden's favorable rating, 42.4%, is only a little higher than Trump's 40.6%. To me, this says only one thing, one significant thing that puts a smile on my face and a song in my heart. The era of the establishment media being able to gaslight the public is over. The media's dishonest and corrupt demonization campaign against Trump is unlike anything I have seen in 40 years of watching politics. Billions and billions have been spent, and are still being spent, to demonize this man, and the media just can't do it. This media campaign has been coordinated, unrelenting, and as well-funded as any propaganda campaign in world history. And the media just can't do it, not even with the help of the Nazis and the FBI. Think about how discredited the media must be that they have failed this resoundingly. It seems impossible that with all the levers of power at their disposal, all that money, the ability to saturate and coordinate, Trump's in better shape than Biden and Harris, two people the media use that same power to protect, boost, and swoon over. This is not just a credit to the American people and new media, but an indictment of just how transparently craven, shameless, and corrupt the establishment media have become. Of course, the fake media's biggest problem is how bubbled they have become. The media are no longer capable of self-reflection, of seeing themselves in the way normal people see them. Because of this, because they believe Twitter reflects real life, they have become blatantly dishonest, unapologetic liars, and insufferably smug. Well, let me say thank heaven for that. Thank heaven the era of the media using lies and shame to manipulate the public is over. I cannot wait for 2022. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.